There was a boy, tall, fair, and handsome. Every girl wanted to be his girlfriend. Every girl used to try her level best to be at least in his contact list. One day, he met a girl. They went for a long drive. And what next? As expected, they fell in love. They started meeting frequently over a cup of coffee. Sometimes, even whether it was raining or anything in the whole world could never stop them from meeting. वो बारिशों में हमारा मिलना, वो बारिशों में उनके साथ कॉफी पीना, बस, this was something like a Brooklyn Bridge. They were not even aware of the monkey behind the wheel. They were just lost in themselves, in their love. Oh my God, but sometimes you have to, you know, things are unpredictable. As expected, his mother never agreed for, you know what I am talking about. So it was almost like swimming against the tide. Both of them became strong enough and started supporting each other. Yes, there was a phase of depression. It was not for a day, not for a week, but it actually was for more than 3 years. It took them a lot of time to realize, to come back to the normal mode. But yes, thankfully, they are back. Lend me your ears, for today I am here to share my journey after high school. How I transformed from an angry person to a cool person. It takes a lot of time and patience to replace aggression to calmness. It was the time when I fell in love. My first relationship, everyone falls in love, and so did I. One thing you must be wondering is, can love happen beyond the bars? Well, the answer is yes, as love is blind, and at that time I could only think of him and nothing else. Brooklyn Bridge used to be my destination, as it was our meeting point. We met, and after 5 meetings, we realized that it had become difficult to focus on our goals. We promised each other that we will be strong and take care of ourselves. People often ask me, why did this happen? Why the sudden outburst? Why is the ending not happy as other fairy tale stories, as every love story? The answer is, sometimes your dreams demand more. Have you ever seen a jar which is just almost like broken? How do you think it must have happened? Well, if you just pour boiling water in a plastic jar, it will almost like be D-shaped. It will lose its shape, the normal shape. But if I tell you the brighter side is nothing is impossible. There are ways, there are methods, there is a solution to get it back to a different shape, a new shape, maybe a much better shape than it was before. So, in your life, if you feel that you are broken, shattered, or just feel like giving up, then please remember one thing, that nothing is impossible, because as the word impossible says, I am possible and so can you. So get up, dress up, and remember that this time is a polishing time, a time for greasing. Actually, your maintenance was pending. So be prepared for a new look, a better version of yourself. KFC's Colonel Sanders once said, "I am a loser." Born in 1890, when 6 years old, his father passed away, leaving Sanders to cook and care for his siblings. In seventh grade, he dropped, cut off school, and left home to work as a farmhand. At 16, he faked his age to enlist in US Army. After being honorably discharged a year later, he got hired by the railway as a laborer. He got fired for fighting with a co-worker while he worked for railway. He studied law until he ruined his legal career by getting into another fight. Sanders was forced to move back in with his mom and get a job selling life insurance. Any guess what? He got fired for insubordination. In 1920, he tried creating a lamp manufacturing company just to find out that another company already sold a better version of the lamp. At 40, he began selling chicken dishes in a service. At 40, he began selling chicken dishes in a service station. As he began to advertise his food, an argument with the competitor resulted in a deadly shootout. 4 years later, he tried to even take a franchisee. His recipe got rejected 1,009 times. Sanders' secret recipe was coined and became a big hit. After years of failure and misfortunes, Sanders finally hit it big. At 90, Sanders passed away. That time, there were 6,000 KFC locations in 48 countries. And in the year 2013, there were around 18,000 KFC locations in 118 countries. Thank you. Last Sunday, I got time to clean the cupboard. To my surprise, I found my personal diary, in which I used to write about my crushes at the Brooklyn Bridge. Every love story might not have a happy ending, as sometimes it's okay not to be always perfect. वो जो नन्हा बालक देखता खुले आकाश में वो सब जानता है. Still, at times, we cry, we feel sad and ask him why. Why? Or can you hear me? He knows more than us. You must have seen some couples where she plays football and he cooks. So what? We must accept the things as they are. It takes time to face the reality, as it takes time to face your fear, embrace the changes in your life. Don't ask why. Everybody falls in love, and so did I. And when you are in love, you can see nothing but only your love. We know that love is blind. I remember every time meeting him at the Brooklyn Bridge under the blue sky. We just used to be lost in our own world, never even realized that time changes. Time never remains the same. After some time, I started with my journey as a teacher trainee. Because of few reasons, we just couldn't meet. We had to say goodbye. There was lot of negative motivation. I don't know. Something was there. It was like, I know that I should be aware of the mental illness, as फिर से शून्यता चाहती थी शायद मैं उस समय. मुझे मालूम है कि खामोशियाँ भी बोलती हैं, कोई सुने तो सही. Actually speaking, nobody listens, as nobody is listening right now, isn't it? Remember my dear friends, whether you are in love or out of love, take care and live in the moment. Cherish every moment. Love, a beautiful emotion and feeling. I fell in love, as most of you also must have fallen in love at some point of time. We used to meet at our favorite destination, Brooklyn Bridge. Every time we used to meet, we just used to get lost in our own world. I'm sure you also must have felt the same, whether you are a potato, egg or a coffee bean. When you are in love, you are in love. But because of few reasons, we had to say goodbye. After some time, I started with my journey as a teacher trainee. There were a lot of problems at the back of our mind, because of that one thing that was missing in my life. I had a lot of negative emotions. Shunyata chahati thi shayad main us samay. Shunyata chahati hu main abhi bhi. Malum hai ki khamoshiyan bhi bolti hain, koi sune to sahi. But to be honest, no one listens, as nobody is listening right now. Believe me, everybody is lost, again lost somewhere or the other. Don't just rush, don't just keep running. Live every moment of your life. Everyone has a dream, and so we also had a dream. But nobody knew that there would be a blessing in disguise. We were following a rat race, and something was hitting. Maybe that was curiosity, and tried our level best to follow that little bird called curiosity till we were able to explore the unexplored. Thank God we met the sanguine penguin, who not only guided us but also mentored us till we reached our destination, till we were able to reach where we had to be. I am sure one day even you will meet the penguin who will mentor you. All the best. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Song by Ronan Keating. All of us want to be successful in life and touch the sky. In this rat race to achieve success and power, we spend maximum time with our two dear friends, laptop and mobile. Instead of admiring nature and feel the touch of fresh green leaves, we rather sit in a luxurious air-conditioned workstation with our gadgets. Don't you feel that it is time to unplug, to plug life, and to disconnect, to connect with our own self? We must introspect and spend some time without gadgets in order to connect with our own inbuilt software. Good morning, and guess. Technology is useful servant but a dangerous master. While our day starts with an alarm on mobile, followed by emails and then Facebook. To travel, we book a cab and hotel with the help of Make My Trip or Ola using internet. Letters have been replaced by emails, wallets by e-wallets, calendar by e-calendar, and friends by contacts in the mobile or social media platforms. As a soft skills trainer, I often travel to various corporate universities and colleges. In the month of February, I had to travel to Punjab, Chitkara University. This time, my experience was different and dramatic too. I observed that nowadays youth does not like to interact much as they are happy to have Google as their ultimate mentor. To order food, we had an application, YouFood, otherwise Zomato, in case we want something from outside the campus. My friend, coffee lover, used to order Belgian coffee every day with YouFood application. After 2 weeks, I noticed my WhatsApp was not working, neither my inbox was updated, as there was some security issues, so internet was disabled for 24 hours. How could you imagine life without internet, as it has become our primary support system? How will my friend coffee lover survive without Belgium coffee? She can live without air conditioner, but not without Belgium coffee. I remember once I had booked Ola cab, but later felt as if He had booked me for a ride. After reaching my office, I told him to wait for 5 minutes. When I came back, the car was not at the place where I had left. After hunting for 5 minutes, I saw it standing in the parking area. When I called up the driver, he answered that he was having breakfast. I wondered and tried to recall whether I had taken my breakfast or just rushed to the cab. I felt as if I was the driver waiting for someone. When I called up the driver again, he said he was coming after getting something packed. I had to finish all my work and reach back to university. I got annoyed and asked the driver if I should book another cab, for which he ignored. I was upset and confused, thinking about my current situation. When the driver came with food packet, I told him that I will not pay the waiting charges. Surprisingly, he looked happy and I looked unhappy. I felt like getting down from the cab. I had no option to bargain and had to give him and no option to bargain as we do with the vegetable sellers and had to pay him the bill as mentioned in the app. It was a learning for me that day and had a bad experience with the cab. There was life when there was no Ola, no Zomato, no Paytm, no Zoom. There were times when we used to travel without Google Maps. Sometimes we need to unplug and choose life. While traveling, we have stopped admiring nature, clouds, flowers, people sitting beside us. Our great-grandfather used to invite many train co-passengers for dinner at home. Whenever they used to see a flower in the garden, news used to spread like fire, not because of social media, but because of friends. Every weekend, we used to have uninvited guests for lunch or dinner. We used to wonder how our old grandfather managed to have many friends. This also made me reflect on whether networking is really your net worth. My cousin, who had come from United States, inquired the same from my grandfather and the total number of friends he had. We were amazed and elated to hear when the secret was disclosed. Our gray-haired man said that he had more than 5,000 Volvo friends, 2,700 train friends, and 900 WhatsApp friends. This came to be the wow moment, as everybody expected either Facebook or WhatsApp group friends. This old genius rich man also disclosed that he tries his level best to even meet personally each one of them, especially on birthdays or on other occasions. There were times we used to enjoy meals with family at the dining area. Gradually, the concept of dining is replaced by TV room or pets room. Mobile, laptop, ATM have become three most important things for our survival kit instead of mother, father, and food. Gadget mobile brands have become a status symbol to influence customers and also to close a deal. In some countries, robots have replaced teachers, which have made humans more mechanical. Albert Einstein quoted, "It has become appalling obvious that technology has exceeded our humanity." Sometimes you need to unplug to plug life. Sometimes you need to unplug to live life. Sometimes you need to unplug to grow in life. Sometimes you need to unplug to choose life.
हमारी ही मुट्ठी में आकाश सारा जब भी खुलेगी चमकेगा तारा अतिथिगण, मेरा नाम ऋचा है। हम बचपन से ही डरते हैं डॉक्टर शब्द से, क्योंकि डॉक्टर सुई लगाता है। जैसे जैसे हम बड़े होते हैं, हमारा वो डर और गहरा और यकीन में बदलने लगता है। डॉक्टर के नाम से ही हमें घबराहट होती है। कभी डॉक्टर की फीस ज़्यादा लगती है, तो कभी डॉक्टर का क्लिनिक में इंतज़ार करना लंबा लगता है। आजकल हम सब काम इंस्टेंट करना चाहते हैं, जैसे कि 2 मिनट मैगी नूडल्स। मगर हैरानी की बात यह है कि मैगी भी कभी कभी पूरे 2 मिनट्स में तो नहीं पकती, समय तो लगता है। हम अक्सर छोटी छोटी बीमारियों को और तकलीफ़ों को नज़रअंदाज करना पसंद करते हैं, यह सोचकर कि समय के साथ साथ सब ठीक हो जाएगा। पर क्या कभी ऐसा हुआ है? मैं आप सबसे पूछती हूँ, क्या कभी ऐसा हुआ है? समय के साथ हर चोट नासूर बन जाती है, फिर हमें डर लगता है कि अब तक तो डॉक्टर की फीस ज़्यादा हो गई होगी, क्योंकि अब डॉक्टर की नहीं बल्कि स्पेशलिस्ट की आवश्यकता है। यही सब सोचकर मैंने रिसर्च करना स्टार्ट करा। आजकल हम सब की तबीयत आखिर इतनी जल्दी क्यों खराब होती है, तो पता चला कि हमारी ही मुट्ठी में हमारे उपचार इलाज भी छुपे हैं, मगर कभी उनके बारे में सोचा ही नहीं। जैसे कि आज की सबसे बड़ी ज़रूरत मोबाइल स्मार्टफोन है, जिसके बिना हमारा यह जीवन ही अधूरा है। एक समय था जब हमारी 3 ज़रूरतें होती थी, रोटी, कपड़ा और मकान, पर आजकल की ज़रूरत है स्मार्टफोन। इस स्मार्टफोन को हमेशा हम अपने साथ दिल में से लगाकर घूमना पसंद करते हैं और रात को तकिए के पास रखकर ही संतुष्टि मिलती है। मगर क्या कभी हमने सोचा कि मोबाइल से कितनी रेडिएशन निकलती है, जो हमारे लिए काफ़ी हानिकारक है। मोबाइल का रूल है, उतनी ही बात करो जितना एक बार में चार्ज करने चलता है। जब मोबाइल के सिग्नल्स वीक हों तो बात ना करें। बड़े बुजुर्गों से भी कुछ जानकारी प्राप्त हुई, अकेले की जगह दोस्तों के साथ बैठें, इससे मन तो हल्का होगा ही अथवा दिमाग भी शांत रहेगा। हमेशा याद रखें कि मित्र दोस्त ही हमारी असली दौलत है। कोशिश करें कि अपने भोजन में प्याज लहसुन मिलाएं, इनका सेवन करने से काफ़ी बीमारियों से डरने में मदद मिलेगी और आपका डाइजेशन भी अच्छा रहेगा। हमेशा बैलेंस डाइट लें, 3 मील्स ब्रेकफास्ट लंच एंड डिनर कभी मिस ना करें। ब्रेकफास्ट सबसे हेवी, फिर लंच और हल्का सा डिनर। असलियत यह है कि डिनर हमारा सबसे हेवी होता है, जिससे हमारा डाइजेशन में प्रॉब्लम रहती है। हमेशा याद रखें 4 सफ़ेद चीज़ें जिनका सेवन हमें कम करना है, मैदा, शुगर, राइस और नमक। शुगर की जगह कोशिश करें गुड़ का उपयोग करें, मैदे की जगह आटा, चावल और नमक कम से कम। एंड ट्राई करिए कि च्यू करके खाइए, चबाकर खाना खाने का प्रयास करिए ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा। सर्दियों में भी हमें धूप में बैठना ज़रूर चाहिए, क्योंकि धूप से हमें फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट विटामिन डी प्राप्त होती है। जब हमारी ही मुट्ठी में उपचार सारे ही मौजूद हैं, तो हम डॉक्टर को व्यर्थ में ही समय एवं पैसे क्यों खर्चते हैं बार बार? याद रखें, हमारी ही मुट्ठी में आकाश सारा, जब भी खुलेगी चमकेगा तारा।